We have to build up industries in which these 20,000 good people can use their industry and their skills to earn a living for themselves and to create a prosperous instead of a depressed district. Our problem is one of rehabilitation and not of reconversion. Reconversion to what we had here in 1939? Is that what we want to reconvert to? I was one of those who came out of high school and college during the Depression. I know this problem. As a state senator, it became my duty and my privilege to make a start on its solution. So let us consider what can be done here. I will not take up your time talking about our human resources. You know, and I know, that our returned veterans and our unemployed civilians make the very finest kind of a labor force. Why, up in Ely, just to show you the spirit and the spunk and the enterprise that exists, some 400 of the returned veterans have gotten together with a plan to build a pulp plant. They are being backed up by the people of their community, but they need help from Uncle Sam, as yet have not been able to get that federal assistance, even through GI loans, and that is something that a congressman might concern himself with. These GIs don't want unemployment compensation. They want the opportunity to work and to pay their own way. The human resources are here. We do need, and I shall work energetically, for a state vocational training school, like Dunwoody, to be built here in northern Minnesota, so that particular skills and mechanical crafts can be taught locally. Federal funds matched with state funds are the answer here. Let us look at our natural resources. The high-grade ores have been scraped up. The orange has been squeezed pretty dry. Fortunately, there are certain resources harder to get at, harder to realize profits on, but existing in almost unlimited quantities in this area, which can be developed to provide steady and profitable industry. I mentioned three, and will discuss them separately. The first is taconite, a hard rock containing iron ore particles. The second is peat. The third is a scientifically planned and managed forest industry. I know the problem of taconite very well. In a report by Professor E.W. Davis, director of the Mines Experiment Station, University of Minnesota, Professor Davis said, and I quote, "The real milestone in the checkered history of taconite was the enactment of the taconite tax law in 1941, presented to the legislature by the Senators John Blotnick. Previous to that date, the mining companies had no interest in this low-grade material." End of quote. May I report what I think is progress as to taconite? First, the concentrating of iron ore from taconite is actually a manufacturing rather than a mining operation. The hard rock has to be quarried, broken up, crushed, and ground to powder as fine as flour. The particles of iron ore are then extracted and sintered. 3 tons of taconite rock must be processed to yield 1 ton of concentrate. The final product contains about 65% iron and is excellent for blast furnace smelting. The unlimited supply of raw materials precludes that monopolistic control which has characterized the control of the high-grade ore. Second, this processing requires 4 to 5 times the employment necessary in mining high-grade ore. Third, the type of employment is semi-skilled and skilled, being the operation and the maintenance of powerful machinery. Fourth, it provides for year-round steady employment and not the seasonal employment we now have.